Flin Flon's Friday night game in L'Orange was one to forget. But the Bombers now know who they'll face in the first round. The Ice Wolves picked up the lead very early and never relented, winning 5-1 and setting the Bombers up with a rematch of the Estevan Bruins in this first round of the playoffs. The Bombers added two more players to their laundry list of unable to suit up players. Both defender Corey King and forward Alexi Silvestre didn't hit the ice, owing to illness. The two players' absence grows the list of Bombers unable to play to 9, joining forwards Cole DePero, Zach Kane, Matt Egan, Jaden Mercier, Jeremy Tremblay, Jacob Vaucler and defender Chichu Lathlin, who has missed almost the whole season with a long-term injury. Two forwards who were nursing injuries, Kane and Egan, were listed on the SJHL's official roster for the game, but neither actually saw ice time. Affiliate player Jack Béchard hit the ice for Flin Flon, but the team still suited up with 7 defenders, 9 healthy forwards and backup goalie Kenny Marquardt in the pipes. L'Orange, icing a full-strength lineup while playing for first-round home ice advantage, opened the scoring 11 seconds into the game. Reese Richmond, attempting a game-opening breakout, was almost immediately poke-checked by Thomas Wright, who came in all alone on Marquardt and scored. 6 minutes later, Cobe Delaney followed suit for L'Orange, scoring his first SJHL goal on a quick pass in front on a partial break. The Ice Wolves would lead 2-0 after the first. Alex von Sprecken got the Bombers on the board with a power play slapshot, but L'Orange would continue on with the lead into the third. In the final frame, Trenton Curtis would fire a slapshot past Marquardt to restore L'Orange's third period lead. Then Jacob Vicentini would do the same with a high slot wrister to make it 4-1. With 5 seconds to go in the third and von Sprecken in the box for a hooking penalty, Wright would get his second of the game, sending the teams home. Final score, 5-1 L'Orange. Marquardt was credited with 28 saves, while L'Orange goalie Dawson Smith was given 50 saves in the win. The result almost confirms both teams' final spots in the standings and playoff matchups. Fourth and fifth are the only places in the standings not set in stone as of Friday night, but all 4 first-round series are now confirmed. The Bombers' loss, along with a 7-4 win by Humboldt over Yorkton, puts the Broncos second with 79 points, out of reach for the Bombers. With 1 game left, Flin Flon sits third with 76 points. With third place confirmed, the Bombers will face off against Estevan in a best-of-7 first-round series, a rematch of last year's SJHL final, a 7-game slobberknocker that ended with Estevan hoisting the trophy at home. In the two teams' 4 games this season, the Bombers won 3, winning 5-1 January 27 and 3-1 January 28 at the Whitney Forum and 7-6 in overtime at Affinity Place February 11. Estevan's sole win against Flin Flon came in a 8-6 result at Affinity Place October 12. Flin Flon has 10 players on the team who played in last year's Game 7 title decider, including von Sprecken, who was part of the winning Bruins squad. The Bruins have 6, defender Alexa Babich, forwards Cody Davis, Mitch Koner, Keegan Little and Cade Runke and goalie Cam Herdliska, now the Bruins starter, was the team's backup for the decisive game. Meanwhile, the Ice Wolves are now 5th in the league standings and are 2 points behind Melfort for 4th in the league standings. Melfort has finished the regular season with 71 points, while L'Orange has 1 game left and 69 points. If L'Orange beats Flin Flon Saturday night, they will finish tied with the Mustangs but pull ahead on tiebreaker, taking 4th place and home ice from the Stangs. Throughout the SJHL, the Battleford's North Stars will face the Weyburn Red Wings in their first-round series, while Humboldt will play Nipawin. L'Orange and Melfort will square off, though who will have home ice advantage will be decided Saturday.